He spoke, and Telemachus heeded his dear father, and hastened to the chamber where the glittering armor lay. Out of the store he chose 4 shields, 8 spears, and 4 bronze helmets, having horsehair plumes. These he bore off, and hastily went back to his dear father. Telemachus first girt his body with the bronze, then the 2 servants likewise girt themselves in goodly armor, and so all took their stand by Odysseus, keen and crafty. He, just as long as he had arrows to defend him, shot down a suitor in the hall with every aim, and side by side they fell. Then, when his arrows failed the princely bowman, he leaned the bow against the doorpost of the stately room, letting it stand beside the bright face-wall. And he too slung a 4-fold shield about his shoulders, put on his sturdy head a shapely helmet, horsehair plumed. Grimly the crest above it nodded, and took in hand 2 ponderous spears pointed with bronze. Now in the solid wall there was a postern door, and level with the upper threshold of the stately hall, an opening to a passage closed with jointed boards. Odysseus ordered the noble swineherd to guard this postern door, and in its neighborhood to take his stand, since this was the only exit. But to the suitors said Agelaus, speaking his words to all, "Friends, could not one of you climb by the postern door and tell our people, and quickly raise the alarm? So would the fellow soon have shot his last." Then said to him Melanthius, the goatherd, "No, heaven-descended Agelaus, that may in no wise be, for the good courtyard door is terribly near at hand, and the mouth of the passageway is narrow. One person there, if resolute, could bar the way for all. Yet I will fetch you from the chamber arms to wear, for there, I think, and nowhere else, Odysseus stored the armor, he and his gallant son." So having said, Melanthius, the goatherd, climbed to the chambers of Odysseus through the vent holes of the hall. Out of the store he chose 12 shields, as many spears, and just as many brazen helmets, having horsehair plumes. Then turning back, he brought them very quickly and gave them to the suitors. And now did Odysseus' knees grow feeble, and his very soul, when he saw them donning arms and waving in their hands long spears. Large seemed his task, and straightway to Telemachus he spoke these winged words, "Surely, Telemachus, a woman of the house aids the hard fight against us, or else it is Melanthius." Then answered him discreet Telemachus, "Father, the fault is mine, no other is to blame. For I it was who opened the chamber's tight-shut door and left it open. Their watchman was too good. But noble Eumaeus, go and close the chamber door, and see if any woman has a hand in this, or if, as I suspect, it is the son of Dolius, Melanthius."
This ends Disc 10.